Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
Let's see. I need someone that was married. It looks like we got Kelly from Montgomery. How are you, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. All right. So, Kelly, I'm going to throw something at you because I want to see how you would react. I'm about to read this email, and it's from a woman named Carolyn.
Okay.
Her and her husband are supposed to go to their cousin's wedding on Sunday. Do you know what else is happening on Sunday?
The Bears-Packers game.
The Bears-Packers game is happening on Sunday. So, here's the situation. Her husband had just sprung this on her. His coworker had come to him and said, hey, I have an extra ticket to the Bears-Packers game. Do you want to go with me? So he would get to go to the game. She would have to go to the wedding. Explain why he went to the Packers game, Bears-Packers game, without her. What would your reaction be in that situation?
Oh, my gosh. I would be livid. I mean, I love weddings, but I love a good Bears game. And you
right?
can't miss a Bears-Packers game.
Right. Yes. I mean, those only happened, what, twice a year in that wedding? Like, the nerve of them. Right? They knew when the schedule was.
Right. Yeah.
Would you be okay with your husband going to the game then without you? And you still had to go to the wedding.
Oh no.
If you're suffering at the wedding, he's suffering at the wedding, huh?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, both of you are watching the game on your phones under the table. I get it. All right, Melissa, how long you been married?
This November, we'll be married for 2 years.
Okay, congratulations. So you heard this scenario, the email that I read from Carolyn moments ago. Her husband got the invite to go to the Bears-Packers game on Sunday, which is also her cousin's wedding. So he would go with the coworker to the game. She would have to go to the wedding without him, explain why he's not there. How are you reacting?
I don't know if I could let my husband just put it. There'd be way too much talk within the family. Like, why is your husband at a game and not with you at the wedding? Blah, blah, blah.
Got you. So you are not having this.
No, would not have this.
Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Carly from Carol Stream. Your husband gets the invite for the Bears-Packers game without you. What are you doing? How are you reacting?
You know what? I'd be mad if he didn't go. Like, that doesn't happen often.
Right.
So,
you'd be mad if he didn't go because that's...
Yes. Okay. You got to take that opportunity.
Gotcha. But he's going to owe you one.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. I'm keeping score.
Hold that card for a while.
Yes, I love that. Awesome. Tina from Joliet, how are you reacting to your husband getting that invite to the Bears-Packers game?
Well, you know, I would tell him to go and have fun because my daughter had won Garth Brooks, the dive bar tickets.
Uh-huh.
And we had something going that night, and she invited me to go, and I said, no, we had something going on, and he told me to go to that, and I would have been so disappointed had I not went to that concert. So I would say to him, go and have fun at the game.
Got you. So you kind of owe him one.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie from Twin Lakes, what do you think? Your husband comes with this, hey, I'm going to go to the Bears-Packers game idea. What are you saying?
To be quite honest, I would probably be a little upset that he got invited and I didn't, but probably definitely let him go.
Got you. So you'd be cool with him going, but you'd be very, very jealous.
Definitely be jealous, and he would for sure owe me a full night of duty.